our next speaker, who's been an outstanding campaigner against racism and fascism. Please give a warm welcome to Michael Bradley.
If I had them, I was a Walmart actor, so I had them. The first thing is the title of this session is about stopping Boris Johnson and keeping racism out of the election. Yeah. And we've got to be clear, when a political party has the Queen's speech that it just did, which puts on record that they are prepared to deport EU nationals, right? So if they don't get the qualifications they want to go through, that they're talking about points-based immigration systems and the rest of it, right? We know this will be a nasty election when it starts. And that the anti-racist movement, right, stuff, there is only one side to be on in that election. We have to make sure that we target Johnson for what he is, a bigot and a racist, and we want people coming out and voting him out of office. What he sees as the white working class and mobilise them over the issue of Brexit. And that's why it's really central for us to go back to what people are saying. For us, it doesn't matter whether you voted Leave, it doesn't matter whether you voted Remain, it means you have to unite together against racism and you have to unite against these kind of bigots who don't represent us and will never represent us and will only ever represent the rich and division. Before we listen to what Diane has to say. One thing is, quite often in the movement, we talk about being all the hard things that there are and there's hard struggles and the rest of it, but it is worth going back to what happened around Tommy Robinson and the rest of it. Because the truth is that the more that Trump and Johnson and the rest of them make racist language and racism acceptable, the far right will keep trying to come back. And last summer, we had 15,000 supporters of Tommy Robinson mobilising in central London. Because of what people in this room did and people across the country mobilising the rest of it, they broke that movement and they humiliated Robinson at a ballot box in New York. Winning time after time. Look at what just happened in Poland with the Law and Justice Party to vote and the far right getting into Parliament and the rest of it. The far right think they can benefit and we've knocked them back but don't believe they won't be back for more. Because when the Prime Minister starts talking about black people and Muslims in the way he does, it means that every little bigot in every area right, can raise their heads. We have to be prepared to deal with the far right as well and Farage and people like that. I just want to say one last thing really before we go on to the stuff about the election. It's very hard at the minute to think more than 6 minutes ahead rather than 6 months ahead. Right, so we're in a completely tough time of crisis and division and the rest of it. But earlier on, there were a whole swathe of people from different countries in Europe and from the States and the rest of it talking about the UN anti-racism demonstrations that are going to happen on the 21st of March next year. That's a really crucial day because what we're trying to do is we are trying to embed inside the international movement, inside the working class movement, the idea that anti-racism and anti-fascism is absolutely central. You cannot fight austerity unless you fight racism. You cannot fight austerity if you think your next door neighbour or your workmate is a problem. We have to break that idea. It will be absolutely essential that in every Stand Up To Racism group, in every workplace, in every college, anywhere we can, we mobilise the anti-racist vote. We need to get people registering to vote. We need to make sure that our European brothers and sisters don't feel that they're isolated, that any migrant worker doesn't feel they're isolated, that any member of the Muslim community doesn't feel they were targeted, that the people from the Windrush generation don't feel they can be targeted by this bloody government. And actually what we want to see is Johnson out, we want to see a Labour government in, but we want to see a mass movement against racism and socialist ideas.